Your faith will return, just as sure as the sun will rise.
Sounds like a long shot.
I know that feeling.
I'll be rapping, I'll be capping, I'll be tapping, I'll be flapping, I'll be happing.
Ding.
Ning.
Ding.
Bing. Wing.
Bing. Oh, good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Single, come, will you shut your ass up?
Shut the fuck up.
Report on breast augmentation?
Yeah,
it was just 10 minutes of topless women.
Okay.
I mean, come on. People don't care about this. They want hard-hitting stories and in-depth coverage
and orphan
and twins.
Welcome, everybody, to Chasing the Miracle Podcast.
Today we are honoring
twins.
Twins!
And twins!
Scary Movie 3!
Yeah.
Oh, for real? And here's the 611 on that.
That's phone repair.
You mean phone repair?
That's some quantum shit right there, man. You should be teaching classes. You stay driving it out.
Damn it, George. When are you going to do something with your life?
I got a dream.
What is your dream?
To have a dream. So you telling me that you can go to bed dead and wake up alive?
You can't go to bed dead, man. That shit would be redundant.
Just tell me
no, it wouldn't. Because you can go to bed and not be dead, and you can die but not be in the bed.
But you are in the bed, man. That's how you wake up dead in the first place, fool.
Damn! Stay dropping out.
You know your teacher, Miss Brenda?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
She's dead! Dead, a horrible, painful death! Gone, 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 just like your dog!
I just
ran him over with the car when I drove in! Everyone you love around you dying!
Reminds me of my childhood.
Everyone around you is dying, D! So sweet. Welcome, everybody, to Chasing the Miracle Podcast.
Today, we are celebrating comedy movie quotes from Scary Movie 3.
Cody and I were playing a fun game, and then I looked down and... Who?
Yossi!
That's a favorite of D's, man. All because of...
Yossi!
Yossi!
So this is episode 51 of the podcast.
A lot of requests for this movie, so I decided... Fuck it!
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! We're gonna do this movie because the listeners get what they want.
Right.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Some listeners want naked pictures of you. Can they get that too?
Almost anything they want.
This is chapter 5.
Look alive, the show!
Ron Burgundy stops by every time.
The arsonist has oddly shaped
feet.
What?
The arsonist has oddly shaped
feet.
Will Ferrell for president!
Prince forever and ever and ever and ever and ever in my heart. I love you,
forever?
Prince. Forever and ever and ever. This podcast is rated PG-13 for...
Fuck!
You must listen to it at maximum volume. Consider you dying over there. Oh, shit.
It's so stupid.
Go back.
Consider the duration of this podcast a staycation from your problems.
Yeah.
Our motto here is hashtag laughter is medicine.
Chasing the Miracle is the New York Rocky Horror podcast.
With group participation.
All right, all right, all right.
Orphans?
Yeah!
Oh, shit, my fucking ear almost popped.
Domenico is a New York City-based recording artist,
that's
and you can download all her music online. Everything's under Domenico Arts.
Yes, YouTube. But my name is Domenico. Everything online is
Domenico Artist.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter,
Stitcher?
Instagram, SoundCloud, and Snapchat. I can't say Snapchat. Snapchat!
What?
And I'll be snapping at you pretty soon.
What?
I talked Domenico.
What?
I talked D into doing this podcast about 5 years ago because she is an amazing songwriter, singer, instrumentalist, arranger. I just like it.
Okay.
I like.
All right.
You have a certain essence of je ne sais quoi, a very inner glow.
I'm a producer. I'm an empath.
Your light even comes
through
on the podcast.
I'm an empath that is a producer. I'm a producer that is an empath. I'm a cat vigilante. I'm a vigilante cat.
Who, what, when, where, why?
What? Finger, man.
What?
So that's why I wanted you to do the podcast, to show people your inner light, your inner spirit, and have your essence just come through on the podcast.
Bang, bang.
And of course, to showcase all
your
laughs, the wonderful laughs of D.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee!
New listeners!
is.
All right.
Welcome to the party. I offer you enlightenment, acceptance, and friendship.
I love it.
If you enjoy comedy movie quotes.
I got a dream.
What is your dream?
To have a dream.
Have a dream.
If you like ghost adventures like we do.
Right on.
And if you enjoy getting silly and getting stupid and you love to laugh, then this is the podcast for you. You must listen to it when you're in your car or anytime you want to listen to it, but listen to it really loud and with headphones, preferably.
What?
What?
Two.
Snapchat. There's Inception drink. Ready, Flaskin, Blaney, Tolmank, Transport. Nothing left for me to do but dance. Stop playing the drinking game now. Dance! Welcome to the planet of Mac. The after party,
What a welcome, D.
This is a math. No, it's Mathical? Not math. I hate math. This
Mathical.
Is a mathalichin. Damn, I got no choice but to get down. This is a mythological, magical planet.
Yeah.
Demigods, fairies, and shit are here. They're all here. And folklore legends are true. Bigfoot, just folklore. It's true here. I believe that play awakens your life force.
Right on.
And it stimulates creativity.
Okay.
And that's why we blast off to Planet Tolmac, to get you people out of your heads and into your hearts. To give yourself permission to get stupid, play, have some fun.
Like Snapchat.
And bun Snapchat!
That's it!
So to get into the play spirit, we all have alter egos here.
I am Queen D. Morpheus the Siren. I'm going to wake you from the matrix that is your fear. You are...
I am WT Wizard the Shapeshifter. That's my
hoverboard.
You certainly
are. Bronies, Trekkers, Vernonites, Legend Trippers, GAC Family, Potter Files, and anybody who is excited about John Wick 2.
Oh, yeah!
Because that shit is badass!
Ah, that's Jack Ferry, our mythological tour guide.
Yes.
He takes us from one topic to the next.
That's right. You did that so good.
Thank you very much.
Jack Ferry also has a sidekick who likes to come greet us once we get here. Lola, the zombie bug fairy, my sweet angel pie forever immortalized here on Planet Tolmac. My 13-year-old pug
here.
Mama loves you forever.
When you're sliding in the first and you're feeling something burst, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the third and what you do the third, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the home and your shirt's full of foam, diarrhea. When you're sitting in your Chevy and your shirt's feeling heavy, diarrhea.
That's a mystery clip. Shit, man. A very, very odd one.
It's a mystery clip.
Diarrhea.
Classic, bro. There's Jack Ferry,
because
this is a kid-friendly show.
Diarrhea.
Our mythological tour guide here is saying we got to get on to the first topic, which is why we have him.
One, two, three.
Serial killers everywhere.
Holy shnikes.
My whole world has changed now.
We are not safe. There are serial killers everywhere, and I don't know what to do about it. First of all, everybody, let's take it down.
Right.
Time to talk and have a discussion.
Shush up, Nancy.
WT, let's use our proper inside voices
for our podcast voices. Our professional voices.
Yes. Right, first of all, let's tell everybody the inspiration behind our topic one discussion, serial killers everywhere.
Is The Killing Season by Joshua Zeman.
Joshua
and
Zeman,
Mills.
Everybody. Director of Cropsey, one of our favorite horror doc films.
Long time
and then him and
these.
Rachel Mills did Killer Legends together.
Right on.
So they did this documentary series. It's over now. It just ended. It's on A&E, and you can watch it
at aetv.com.
There's eight episodes.
There's people all over Twitter already saying, like, when's season two? When are you going to do some more?
Maybe a little bit of spoilers here, even though we're not really going to tell you everything about it, but we need to touch on a couple of things.
Right,
so let's just let Joshua Zeman himself tell you The Killing Season.
Come on, Josh.
As filmmakers, Rachel and I have covered serial murder for more than a decade, and now we're here to document one of the most baffling cases of our time. That of the Long Island serial killer, a.k.a. Lisk.
Lisk.
Originally, Rachel and I came to Gilgo Beach to investigate the hunt for a killer and to find out what went wrong. But what we've discovered goes far beyond one case. It is a journey that has taken us from the quiet streets of suburbia to the darkest corners of the internet as we follow a mysterious web of connections to other unsolved cases of serial murder.
I love Joshua's voice. Whenever I hear that with his, what is it?
His cadence.
I know I'm about to watch something really great. Rachel Mills invited us to the pre-screening of The Killing Season out in Brooklyn at the Nighthawk Cinema, like we did for Killer Legends. But I couldn't because of a schedule conflict, and I'm really super still sad.
What?
What?
I think it's pretty cool that they want you to come
because
out.
We love them, and they know we love them.
We're fans.
We're if fans.
If you're a fan.
If you're a fan.
Interns, be a fan.
Man, and support Bam. Their shit, which is what we're doing. Hashtag the killing season.
Yahtzee!
Still fucking good. That's from our theme today, Scary Movie 3.
It's the serial killers that we've never heard of that aren't famous.
What?
Joshua and Rachel were talking to convicted serial killer Williams. I think his first name is John.
Yeah.
And he was saying how he was a part of a 7-person serial killers, the long-haul serial killers, driving...
They're driving 18-wheelers across the country, trading women, trading victims, and he was very casual about, yeah, this is a group, it's been going
like
on for
five
years.
Guys, two women.
Been going on for a long time, no one even knows
and
about
Josh
it.
And Josh and Rachel are like, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing, and he even gave up the name of one of the guys.
Right.
So this is the kind of stuff that's going on that we average people know nothing right. about. This the whole, serial killers that aren't famous.
The plural, it's crazy.
The serial killers that are in your backyard.
What?
Peter Brent, who's an amateur serial killer profiler.
Yeah.
That they also talked to when they did Killer Legends, who I love. I love how he comes
Spot
right out
on.
With it. He was saying when serial killers disappear for a while,
right.
they are probably starting a family and not just as a cover. They get interested in building their family. So I thought, how can that be? How could they ever be satisfied for
right.
a long period of time?
To go from killing
and then they
to
come
nurturing.
Back and kill everybody. Right.
Right.
Then I rewatched a documentary that I saw a long time ago, which is awesome. It's called Every Fucking Day of My Life. It's an HBO documentary, and you can find it on YouTube, guys.
Yeah.
This woman kills her husband because he tortures his family, and he was like saying to his wife how his dream is to be a serial killer, and he would like say, go to the kill spot. Like, he was like
rehearsing.
Practicing.
Yeah, rehearsing
right. So I'm
part.
Watching this again after what Peter Brent said,
right.
and like, I'm like, I got it. That's how he's going to be interested in his family
right,
because
exactly
he's killing
like.
Them. Right. And regarding the Gilgo Beach 4,
right.
the bodies all the same in the burlap sack.
Right. Spaced 500 yards
yeah,
apart.
They also find other body parts and an
right.
unknown Asian male.
Right.
Peter Brent's theory is this is another serial killer throwing his garbage over on Lisk's trophy garden.
Right.
Because he's the Manorville butcher. And he owns Long Island, so...
He's a torso killer, fuck you.
That's what he said. Yeah. He said, this is a torso killer, and they're very territorial, and
yeah.
they're a nasty breed, and Lisk better watch out. Holy shit!
Holy shnikes!
There's also put forth the theory that maybe Lisk had disappeared because the Manorville just sort of went ahead and finished the job and took care
right.
of it.
Right, Peter said that Lisk better watch out because now he's being hunted by the Manorville butcher. You are not dancing with one serial killer. What? You are dancing with two.
What?
That's kind of how he said it.
It's like that ominous, man.
Another documentary I want to recommend that I just watched on YouTube that's only like a year. It just recently came out. It's called The Smiley Face Killers. Oh, my God. It put me in such a crazy state of mind.
Me too.
The documentarian disappears
right.
in the middle of his documentary. So his friend takes over and finishes the documentary.
Right.
And it's really fucked up at the end.
It's crazy.
You have to watch it, guys. And it made me really scared for Joshua Zeman and Rachel Mills.
Right.
Because you put yourself in a situation,
deep
you get close enough.
Yeah, to a
we
crazy
don't want
group.
Them to disappear like
right.
the documentarian of the Smiley Face Killers. So
no.
I recommend that one too.
So The Killing Season on AETV.com, 8 episodes.
Yes, this is a Chasing Domenico podcast
recommendation.
Bang, bang. God damn it. What the fuck did you put in this bird scene?
Show.
We're giving a nod to Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 2, that's right.
I can't believe you fell for that fake seizure.
It seemed so real.
It did. It hurt me. You peed. It did.
I really saw that shit.
That's from our theme today, Scary Movie
True
3.
Brilliance.
That
brilliance.
So
God damn it. What the fuck did you put in this bird scene?
he's telling.
This is Ghost Adventures. Aftershocks.
Fell into
calm
it.
Down.
Falling
easy,
no.
Easy, easy.
The Riddle House, a the part Riddle of Yesteryear Village, is located in West Palm Beach, Florida. This structure went from a home sweet home to transforming into something much darker. First used as a funeral parlor and later as a private residence,
that's
the
crazy.
Home has seen its share of tragedy. To find out what sinister forces may lay inside, we enlisted the help of psychic medium Sheila Powell.
Okay, everybody, shush up. Let's take it down and have a discussion. Sheila, the psychic medium, this is 7 years later.
I did have some depression. Being an empath, you know that you walk around with a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Don't I know it? Seriously, I liked her. She was really, really sweet.
Yeah,
so
she was.
She goes back.
Once a year, she goes back. There's some sort of fair in the area, and she is drawn to go back every year, even though she knows and experiences a spirit named Joseph.
She's addicted.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
She's addicted.
Joseph in the attic is still there, the angry spirit who hung himself. Or got hung.
And
or hunged. The one that threw the bird cage.
Hanged.
Hunged.
What?
What? The one that threw the bird cage at Aaron in the lockdown, in the scary attic, in the dark. Classic Ghost Adventures moment.
Zach and Aaron now switch places, and it's an unusual setup where Aaron is now in the interview chair.
It was great.
If anyone tells me advice as a psychic, I don't listen just because I don't want to know anything. And if anyone gives me an object, I don't take it because I don't know what energy is on their object. Yeah. So sometimes it could be good, it could be bad.
But that was a purely blessed crystal.
Oh, I get that stuff all the time.
Are you upset, Sheila, that he just said
I
that?
Am.
Clearly. Aaron was very standoffish,
yeah.
Which I haven't seen really before, but it was a great interview.
Yeah.
She gave Aaron a blessed crystal she had for 10 years, but he didn't keep it.
Right.
Because they explain why, and I understand why.
She was just trying to protect Aaron. She felt that the negative energy of Joseph was really going to get on him, and also she didn't want him to take any negative energy away from him back to his family.
Right. But she did.
I'm doing this experiment. I've been doing it from the beginning, so it's just kind of like, I just don't do it.
He's our dirty sponge that we bring with us. And so after years...
Do you
years
know
and,
what that can do to you?
I'm well aware of it. That's why I'm doing this job. It's not like I'm like... I would have walked away from the job if I wasn't aware of it.
He's so confidgety. Confidgety.
Yeah.
The spirit of Joseph doesn't like Aaron because he looks like one of the guys who set him up and killed him. That's
right.
Why he hates Aaron.
I like this interview.
He explained why they can't keep things from people. Because, and I understand, you don't know what energy's on it, even though they're sending, hey, this is a protective
thing. It could be sent with a good spirit, but you don't
anything
know.
Anything that has to do with light or cleansing or happy energy stuff, no.
Yeah.
Aaron's, he's a dirty sponge. He likes to collect the dark stuff. If it's cursed.
Aaron wants to be bait. He said it. I'm like bait. He doesn't want to clean and cleanse.
Right.
Even though Zach says, I've tried to get him to cleanse and he doesn't want any part of it. So, you know, they get good evidence and that is what Aaron's mission is. I just never really realized that about him before. He's so confidgety.
Your chakras are all confidgety is the only word I can think of
to use. That's a great word. That's a great word to describe Aaron, confidgety.
Yeah.
What?
Confidgety.
Zach talks to two volunteers that work at Yesteryear Village, which the Riddle House is on that whole land.
He didn't really appear to me to be an apparition. He looked as solid as you do.
I saw that picture. And oh my God, I thought that was a real person just standing there. But you can see his cap and everything.
That was a
That's
dude.
Crazy. I remember I said, that looks like the original Fog movie, right? Like standing there, Blake on the deck coming to kill them through the fog. It's like, that's a scary picture. But it's not a scary person. It's actually
a guy who
George.
Loves that.
Right, he's not a scurry guy.
He used to hunt on the property for years and years and years. He would always come back. He even came back when he was very close to death, very sick in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He wanted to go back to the property.
That was his happy place.
That was his happy place.
So George is a part of their Spookyville now. And
right.
That's probably what he wanted, right? It was Spookyville there before. They made it after the fact. I don't know, but he's part of the show. And he's a good spirit.
Right.
And that's very, very cool. So another great aftershocks.
They just threw this
one in. It was like,
it's a bonus.
So Zach, pretty, please take us
out.
We've seen connections being made between the spirit world and the living. Connecting the people that were once alive to the places that their spirit inhabits can not only help us understand the afterlife, but inform the relationships we have with them. I can only hope that the people I spoke to today continue to do so.
They would, yes.
Right on.
This year's Halloween special, Ghost Adventures, Route 666.
Every year it gets better and better, man.
This was insane.
Right.
Goatman's Bridge. Throwing Aaron like a football field. I mean, just throwing Aaron like nothing.
Yeah.
And what was up with Jay summoning demons for protection?
Right. What? This is nuts.
This
man.
Is crazy. The DeSoto Hotel. Holy.
Very creepy.
Shnikes.
Holy shnikes.
That basement is no joke, man. And they got some great footage of that fan like just being pushed over.
Right.
And what about that camera that got knocked down on the floor and the residents like found it? And then one guy looked into the camera and I swear, he hissed.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh no, he just burped or whatever. No, that motherfucker was a demon and he said, I'm the demon that knocked this shit over. That's
right.
What he was saying with his evil eye. And then he, okay?
That's great. It was just like in the movies. You expect to see the demon coming up from the hallway.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And the cemetery.
And Concordia Cemetery was very spooky.
With Billy and the crow. And he's like giving a blessing. And then all of a sudden the crow's like, that was crazy. And that's where the Night Stalker like went. I mean, the evilest shit in the world.
Right.
I mean, these guys are just off the hook. And you know, like Ghost Adventures fans are like always saying, why are you throwing Billy and Jay in the worst spot? It's because it's initiation, guys. Okay.
Man.
I mean, these guys got 9-10 years on them doing this crazy shit. So they, you know, they can handle it, guys.
Right on,
all right.
Right,
so just relax.
Mother's in here with his cash. Would you like to leave a message?
Why?
I see she gets
Gail Swallows.
What?
Gail Swallows.
Good old Gail Swallows.
Bitch loves you, Doofy, reporting.
Hey, Doofy, smell my fingers.
Smell my finger, Doofy.
What's that? That's when you know you become a man, Doofy.
Juice.
Hey, Terry. Smell my finger.
Oh, what's that?
My ass.
That's our nod to Scary Movie 1. Opposite Doofy.
Evolution, revolution, free your mind.
So this is Christmas.
Ah, come on over, get up.
And what have you done? Another year over.
Everybody's hugging.
You
won't
just become.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Little change up for Evolution Revolution.
Free your mind.
Come one, come all to King Arthur's Round Table, where we come together as equals and speak our truths.
Hashtag live your truth.
What's up, Minotaurs?
The first stop is always cyberbullying.
Yeah.
If you are feeling cyberbullied, empower yourself to block and ignore the bully.
Yeah.
Hey, now listen.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to ignore cyberbullying, okay?
Right.
But you must take away their only power, which is what?
In turn, attention.
Attention. If you feel the need to say something, then do it, okay? Just do it. Hit it, quit it, and be done with it.
You bitch!
You bitch!
You bitch!
Reach out to a friend for emotional support privately, guys. DM, private message. Don't talk about the situation on a public forum. Why? Why, you ask me? Because you're giving the bully more. What?
Interns?
Attention!
Damn it!
If there's no audience, there's no
show.
Yahtzee! They're
good.
Performing for nobody.
Right on.
Their matinee's canceled.
You bitch!
Bitch.
Jacking up by himself.
And don't go looking to see if they're talking about you guys, okay? Because they are.
Yeah.
Just ignore them and they'll move on to somebody else eventually, okay?
And hopefully they do the Ubi roll and just keep rolling them over.
Karma,
and over
guys,
and over.
A law of attraction. It'll come back to them. Hashtag stop
cyberbullying.
You know, I just haven't found the right guy.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something more than just good sex.
Oh, me too.
I know. You want commitment.
No,
I want great sex.
I want great sex.
I
know what you
want,
baby.
Like, you want to get us like wham, 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 wham.
You know what I'm saying?
Wham.
I don't want to say wham, wham. Who's this? But it's mine.
Oh, shit.
It's mine. I get freaking dicky on the damn low.
What?
That's from the movie Booty Call.
That's
the clip is from our theme today, Scary Movie
3. 'Tis the season to be triggered by your family members.
Talking to you guys.
We're talking about family dysfunction, dynamic, and all that fun shit.
Hey!
New Year's resolutions. Don't do it.
Don't
do it. But just don't.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I won't do it.
Resolutions don't work. So my resolution to you is just write a few things that you feel grateful for, okay?
Right
and then
on.
Make a list about everything that really sucks in your life, right?
Okay.
Just really fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then take a minute, pretend everything that you wrote down is the exact opposite, right?
Okay.
So everything, so the shift that you will feel in your bodies, everybody, that you'll only hold on for a second, but you know what I mean. That physical emotional shift that you feel.
Right.
That's what you want to be feeling when you're trying to use the law of attraction or project what you want, stay in your higher self.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that you want when you're concentrating on what you want, on what your goals are.
Okay.
If you make resolutions, most people don't work, and then you start the year off already feeling like a loser. Do what I'm saying, and you probably feel much better.
What?
Thank you, Oracle D. Thank you very much.
Right,
so, talking about family dynamics, I can give you some examples of what really shitty dynamics are.
Oh, sure.
Maybe it'll give you a sort of viewpoint on
me or the listeners.
Maybe the listeners will not feel so bad.
What?
Just go for it.
The difference you feel when you're walking, when you're traveling back to your home,
okay.
The difference you feel when you walk in the front door of your home.
Me, as an adult
as
now.
As an adult.
Okay.
You are instantly transported back to the role in your family.
Right. The role that you did not assign for yourself. The role that your family assigns for you. The smart one, the dumb one, the stupid, the dependable, the fucked up one.
And
go
if
ahead.
You ever change those, it gets everybody in a fucking tizzy.
Well, you can't change it. So that's so you. So as an adult, you're forced into this role while you come home for the holidays.
You open the front door and you get fucking punched in the face by your brother. Like, hey, welcome home, right?
Yeah. Not my brother. My brother's cool. Your brother's a dick.
How about my family? And then you go into the kitchen. You sit down.
Yeah.
Someone comes in, just gives you an evil fucking look and just goes back to making some food.
Yeah.
Say something like, what? What do you say?
You bitch!
So what I'm hearing is don't make any eye contact with anybody.
Don't make eye cocked.
Don't get cocked.
Don't get cocked. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
And do not discuss. Just relay and take in. That's it. Relay and take in.
Listeners, do you hear what I'm hearing?
So you're basically walking in. Opening up your bulletproof vest and just letting them shoot at you.
Right.
That's it.
That's what it's like to go home for the holidays, kids.
I am an asshole.
Just take this visual. A 3-year-old in a car singing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a happy kid. I'm a happy kid.
Life is good.
Happy kid. My sister turns around. Shut the fuck up.
That's stupid.
And everybody laughs in the car.
What?
So you don't go home for the holidays anymore.
No.
But the people that do decide to see their family.
Try and keep a different head. Try and keep the same head you have traveling there than when you get there.
What?
Remember where you came from. Remember the friends you just left.
Yeah.
Your apartment, not their home. Your apartment you have.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Keep yourself in your place, and when you show up there, you're just visiting. You're not part of that anymore.
You're talking bullshit.
Thank you, Carl. Carl summed it all up. I'm just talking bullshit.
Thank discussion. You for sharing your trauma with us. So what we're talking about are lifelines.
Fuck.
We're talking about the buddy system, guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you're starting to feel triggered. I can't do this.
Fucking George, man.
If you're starting to feel triggered. That's from our theme today.
Scary Movie 3.
Reach out to a friend. Use the buddy system. Text
right
him
on.
Be like, hey.
Hey.
See, I'm feeling like... And I need you to remind me that it's 2017 and I'm an adult. Listen to me talking. I'm an adult here. Don't absorb negative people's energy.
Right.
Obviously, we have relatives we like. I'm talking about the ones that you don't want to see.
Right.
And when you get home... Sage.
Right.
Sage your home, sage yourself, and pray. And pray for love and life for all the people that just really pissed you off.
This is Andrew Walk the Band!
This is my song, Remember! And you better go download it at DominicoArtist.com. Don't make me come after you. It's time for some shout-outs.
Right on, let's go.
Planet Tolmac family member Dawn.
At end. 5723.
Xena the Warrior, I got your back. W and I see you. We appreciate your support, and you're always being there. Love from New York City.
You're in a Corazon.
What?
Peter Flick from my Domenico Artist Facebook page. He enjoys the podcast, and we interact a lot on my page.
Welcome, bro.
And are you on Twitter? You know, if you are, let me know. I don't know if you're on Twitter, so... Peter Flick from Facebook.
God damn!
On to the charities.
Thanks for your support.
ASPCA.org/NYC. It's a local chapter of the ASPCA.
New York City.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, obviously stjude.org. And the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation, that's searchdogfoundation.org.
Yep.
And we recommend you set your Amazon charity setting. When you go to smile.amazon.com, you can choose a charity. Choose them. We do.
StandUpToCancer.org and halfofus.com if you're feeling anxious, depressed, or suicidal. Go there.
We are ELE Media, New York City.
Everybody love everybody.
Everybody, damn it.
We have one priceless asset, and that's the woman sitting right across from me. It's
me.
Dee. You know, she, in addition to releasing music, she also releases love, light, and empathy into the world.
That's really nice. Can I join? Yeah. Oh, talk about me.
Not many people can say that they work with the mythological siren, but I can.
That's true, kid.
Her name is Domenico, but everything online is under Domenico Artist.
Yes.
So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and
Snapchat
are all under Domenico Artist. We make it super duper easy to find her. Just go to DomenicoArtist.com.
But WT.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
How? How can the listeners support an independent artist like me these days when it takes $1 million to break a new artist?
A bajillion gillion dollars. We use the buddy system.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music. Share the podcast with at least one friend and ask them to do the same thing.
Interns, the buddy system.
And the currency is retweets, shares, and downloads. Post, like. Subscribe to my Domenico Artist YouTube channel where you can see stupid videos of me. Shut up.
You got knocked up. You can probably get out of the news.
What?
You got knocked up. You can probably get out of the news.
This is your doctor, Dr. Richards.
This is a chisel whistle.
You don't remember me, but you got knocked up.
Tell her to bring a coat.
What?
Dee, why did Ron Burgundy stop by?
Because this is chapter 5, Look Alive, the show. And Ron Burgundy stops by every fucking time.
Toot, toot, baby.
There's the Inception train. He's telling us to get ready for that kick. To be kicked off of Planet Tolmac, but first. It's time to drink again. Get drunk, my friend. It's JC, the Medical Podcast Drink Again.
Yahtzee!
WT, what was the drink count for the last podcast, episode 50, where we celebrated comedy movie quotes from old school?
It was 36 drinks.
And you can listen to podcast 50 anytime at DomenicoArtist.com.
Orphans!
The interns...
Orphans!
...made up the rules. Everything is one drink. Go!
Whenever you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show, which is Scary Movie 3...
Bang, bang!
You hear Domenico say the word fuck. You hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind. You hear us say mystery clip.
Mystery clip! Drink!
When you hear us transport the Tolmac, which sounds like every time Domenico says bang or bang bang, and anytime Domenico snort laughs.
The golden rule. You cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink a shot of something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The Planet Tolmac rule. You must play as your party alter ego.
Yes.
So if you're playing as...
Shoddy Scotty Nuts.
And I call you WT Shoddy Scotty Nuts, I gotta do a shot of something equally horrible.
Right.
And GAC family, if you want to play the Ghost Adventures drinking game, go to drinkywiki.com to get the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Yep.
Drink responsibly.
Okay.
And call the car services. Why?
Because you ain't gonna make it!
You know that if you got your beautiful haired head out of your asshole.
Okay.
In fact, out of her asshole, which I'm sure is perfectly bleached. You know what?
It is!
You know how I know? Because I went to the fucking salon with her and I got my asshole bleached too! And I love my new asshole!
Yes, that's a mystery clip!
Right there.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
All right, D, What movie are we going to honor on the next hashtag Chasing Domenico podcast?
The next podcast, episode 52, we are honoring, wait for it,
come on,
Austin Powers Gold Member!
When you have kids, I think you're going to find that all kids are different, eh?
Yeah.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Do I? So you have until the next podcast to watch and brush up on your Austin Powers Gold Member movie quotes.
How about you don't, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do?
The podcast is posted at 7 p.m. The full moon at DominicoArtist.com. You're just going to have to check in to see which full moon something's coming out on. That's when I release things.
That's right, guys.
And you can listen to all the podcasts and all the music there at DominicoArtist.com. And listeners, if there's an RT on it...
Interns...
Retweet it!
Here's Jack Ferry. He says it's time. It's time.
It is
to
time.
Depart from planet Tolmac, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after-after-after party is at DominicoArtist.com, so bookmark
Come on, bookmark it.
You ever wonder when it's time to stop living up here and start living down here?
Live down here, man.
Over there.
What if we stop living over here? And move over there.
Shit. My aunt Shanika used to live over there, man.
What?
That's from our theme today, Scary Movie 3.
When we celebrate a movie, we celebrate the soundtrack too. And everything in between, which is what this is. Take it, George!
Now everybody in the direction, put your hands in the air, that's your response.
Now everybody in the direction, throw them up!
Check it out.
Hey. Come on, it's
oh. I'm a white boy,
but my neck is red. I'm a miracle whip, I'm a wonder bread.
My face is pale, and I've never been in jail. Me and Bucky spend every winter in the van. How many bitches have I slapped?
Zero!
And Martha Stewart happens to be my hero. I grew up on a farm and I was born with no rhythm. Dr. Phil's my uncle
and I like to hang with him.
I can't dance, I wear leather pants. My middle name's Lance, my grandma's
from France.
So maybe I'm whack, cause my skin ain't black. But you can't talk smack, cause I'm just strapped.
Hey!
Hey!
Yahtzee!
God damn it! What the fuck did you put in this Yahtzee?
It's a boy. He's going to be an asshole.
Of the Chasing Domenico podcast.
Come on, I'm calling for Reader's Digest. Fantastic horror for Cody.
You stay classy, Planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly...
You bitch! You bitch!
Don't just have a great night.
In turns,
have an American night!
Cody and I were playing a fun game, and then I looked down and... Yahtzee!